Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Intros. What are they? My take on intros nowadays is that, and this may not apply to all the places in the world, but now I'm mainly talking about the Nordics in Europe, maybe in the Northern Europe. You need to figure out yourself, what works, what doesn't work. But my take is that you don't really need intros to approach investors. And I don't think you actually should do that anymore. That's my sentiment in post-COVID times. Because let's take it from my perspective. I know a lot of people, or at least some people. And if I haven't been in contact with them for some years, because, well, the COVID happened, and then out of the blue, I just drop them an email or whatever message. Yeah, I could do that, but what's the value of that? Because I haven't been constant contact with them, so it's obvious that I'm asking something from them. And if the whole thing is about you, your company, your investments, so it's not about me. Me pinging them doesn't actually add much value. I'm just like saying that, hey, contact that person. How about you do it yourself? Just directly cold calling, sending the emails, whatever the means. Yeah, I know there's a lot of spam. It's difficult to get to people, but it's the same for me. Sometimes people are not responding. I don't know why. The other thing is that if you want to have like a semi way, I could say, and that's what I've been saying sometimes, that, well, you can say hello from me. But what does it really do? Well, maybe they read it a bit better. Maybe it has a positive effect. I hope it doesn't have a negative effect. That could be the case in some cases. You never know what people are thinking. So my overall idea nowadays is that skip the intros. Go directly. Present your case. Usually you have a few seconds, whether it's like few lines in an email, in a message, in real life situation talking, to present your case. And if your company is good, if you have a really good value prop, you have your chance and you can keep on going. It's no different from regular sales. Are you asking for intros for each and every sales lead, for each and every sales contact? Yeah, I know, maybe in some industries because you don't have really that many customers, you need to do that. But oftentimes that's not what's needed. So skip the intros. Don't be too shy. I noticed, again, I know I mentioned this in some other episode as well, but in conferences, for example, startup conferences, which is mainly about matching investors with startup founders, it's all about talking to people, meeting people, just having fun, casual talks, getting to know more people, intros. But just in a personal way, directly with people, peer-to-peer, so to speak. So don't just stay on your phone and waiting for someone to help you out there. There was one incident, it wasn't an incident, well, situation where there was two people on the couch. I know both of them, and it was like, why are you not talking to each other? You're a startup founder looking for money. You're an investor looking for good cases. Why don't you say hello? And that's what they did. But they could have done it by themselves. Instead, they were just staring on their phones. That's what I mean. Talk to people. Don't be too shy. Conferences are excellent for that. If you are a first-time founder, if you don't know anyone, the way more important that you just go there, have a nice few words, don't take it too seriously, enjoy, have a good time, be curious about people, learn what they do, listen to them. Put your expectations at the level that it doesn't really matter if you get a meeting or not, because you never know who is somebody or who knows somebody or who can help you. Oftentimes you start to talk with someone and they know someone and they can help you. Maybe even pull the person to the conversation or do the intro if you want to have that. But if you don't specifically ask for that. Also, if you're going for conference, and now I'm again talking about startup conferences and those where you are looking forward to meet investors, skip the local ones and just focus on those international ones. Why? Well, it's quite obvious if you think about it. The local ones, you can just call any day, you can just knock on their doors and approach them. Talk to those who are flying in, coming further away, so that you can take advantage. They're coming there and meeting you in person. Later on, you can then do the remote thing, the Google Meet or Zoom, and do the follow-ups. But that's the way I would do it if I want to meet investors. I would even approach them before the event, just to make sure that I will actually have a chance to talk with them. Sometimes you need to be a bit more creative. I'll leave it to another episode, or you have to ping me directly to ask how to do that and get a hold of those people. Because oftentimes, investors are so spammed with founders copy-pasting their invite or their message to all possible investors that they actually stop responding to those matchmaking tools because it's just too much. And you see that the founder hasn't checked your profile or your wishes or your criteria. So it's like mass spamming. So you're like, why should I bother? There are some exceptions. And if you customize your message, you target on those ones you really want to meet, usually there's a way to do that. And you have to remember that investors are also looking for good companies. There's a mutual benefit of meeting and talking to people, but it's just quite a lot. Another thing about cold calling investors and going directly is that it's a sales process. Trust the process. Do it every day. It takes time. It's about building trust. It's about building a relationship. It doesn't happen overnight. If you're starting too late, you are already kind of a bit of in trouble. You have a pressure to do the thing. You have to close. Oftentimes you can tell that. And it's not a good sign. Because many times founders are coming in and they're saying that, well, I'm running out of money end of the month, or in 2 months or something. That's not what the investors want to hear. They don't want to get into cases where they have run out of money and the founder doesn't know what they're doing. Or that's what it appears, because they started the fundraising process too late. I know it doesn't always be that. It's your fault that the money's running out. Stuff happens. But that's the impression you're kind of sending if you're doing it that way. And because it's a process, it's not a Hail Mary either. So if you're late, maybe there's some other things you should do as well. Maybe cut a bit off the costs and think about extending the runaway or some other means. Or maybe just do the good old sales. Again, like selling stuff to your customers if your product is ready. What if the message from the investor after the first meeting is kind of hopeful, but you don't really know whether it was yes or no? Here is a really simple rule of the thumb. If it's not clear yes, it's no. It doesn't matter what are the words used. But it's like they say, yes, this is interesting, come back when this or that happens, or whatever the weird ways or nice ways or complex ways. They're not saying no, but they're not saying yes. So if it's not clear yes, it's no. Investors don't like to say no in very clear terms, like N-O, no. Sometimes it can happen, and sometimes that's really good. Maybe they should do it more often, like, hey, you are out of our focus. It's not you, it's just us. We are not investing on that field. N-O, no. I think that would be a really good message. But nevertheless, it's hard to say no. People don't like to say no, so they rather coast, they maybe block, or just say some weird stuff that, yeah, come back when you have 20K MRR or something like that, even though they haven't considered the case like for more than a few seconds. And they don't really mean that when you come back and you have 20K MRR, we're going to invest on you. That's not the message. They just say that, I don't know. Well, come back when you have a bit more money and maybe we'll check it for next 10 seconds and we will see. So If it's not definite, yes, it's no. And no just means that no, nothing is happening at this point. Maybe something can happen in the future point, but I shouldn't expect anything and I should have no hopes of that happening. If you take that approach, it makes stuff more clear and your expectation management is probably in the level it should be. Also, don't just wait for special events to do the sales. Like I said, it's a process. You should keep on practicing, keep on doing it every day. Like sales, regular sales, the customer sales. You just keep on grinding, keep on doing it, and it will yield results. But if you just wait for the next slush, tech chill, Latitude 59, or whatever your favorite event is, it's limiting your options. It's giving you excuses not to do something today. And, of course, that may hinder your progress with the company. I guess that's for today's episode. So please, cold call, don't wait for intros. Be talkative, trust the process, and good luck.